knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are
hers and hers and his. Three's company too.
Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Take a step that is new.
Take a step that is new.
We've a lovable space that needs your face. Three's company too. At our rendezvous.
Down in our rendezvous. Three's company too.
Down at our rendezvous.
Down in our rendezvous. Three's company too.
Oh, no! Oh, let me help you! No, Janet, I've got it. Let go.
Cindy? Oh, okay, but please be careful.
Boy, everybody thinks I'm a klutz, but I'm not. I took these down, vacuumed them, and put them back up again without a hitch.
Hey! Cindy, you know, in my book, you're a perfect 10. On the Richter scale.
Come on, Jack. That was your fault.
It was, Jack. You're the one who opened the door.
Oh, right. I should have waited till she tore the door off the hinges. Listen, I got some news.
Hey! What was that?
I think it was Larry.
Larry?
I'm getting afraid to come down here without a helmet.
I'm sorry, Larry. What are you doing, redecorating?
No, it's never fine. No, Larry, come here.
Listen, Matt, I got some great news.
Yeah, well, not as great as mine. I finally got a date with the redhead across the street.
You what? Wait
Hurt
a minute.
Me.
What redhead across the street?
Well, you probably haven't met her. She's a very shy and retiring girl.
You've seen her, Janet. She's the one that mows her lawn in a string bikini.
Oh, yeah, the one with the big...
Janet! Power mower.
Right. Anyway, she's coming over to my place to eat. I got the music. I got the wine. I just need one thing from your kitchen to make my dinner a complete success.
What's that?
You to cook it.
Not tonight, Larry.
Not tonight, Larry. That's what she's going to say.
No. Look, any other night, Dean Travers asked me to teach a night class at the cooking school starting tonight.
Jack, you're going to be teaching? How terrific.
Oh, Jack, I'm so happy for you.
Me too. These are tears of joy.
Oh, come on, pal. It'll be fun. You'll have a ball fooling around in your kitchen.
I know that. But who's going to cook dinner?
See you, pal.
Boy, Jack, teaching, how great.
Oh, yeah, can you imagine that? A teaching credit on my resume? Now I can get a chance at all those jobs I never could get before, and I can make a lot of coin. Let's go celebrate with some coffee. Drop that, Cindy. Come on.
Ow! Oh, again! Cindy! Cindy! You know what you did with that pot? I gave it to you.
Listen, guys, I am so excited about this teaching credit. I can't believe it.
Jack, I think it's wonderful. You know, I've always wanted to take a cooking class.
Yeah, after that hash you cooked last night, I can see why.
That wasn't hash, Cindy. That was meatloaf. It just didn't stick together. And it wasn't half bad.
That's right, it was all bad.
I know, it was terrible. Ooh, I would really love to take your class.
Well, I think you should.
Hey, this could really be fun, Cindy. What about you?
One thing at a time. I'm still learning how to dust.
Don't you think maybe I could start tonight?
Yeah, sure, but now remember, just because you're my roommate, that doesn't mean you're going to be getting any special treatment. I'll be handling you the way I'm going to handle all the other girls.
Do you care to rephrase that?
What I mean, Janet, it'll be strictly teacher-student while we're there.
Okay, Jack, I don't need any special favors. You teach, I'll learn.
Boy, Janet, I bet you do great. In my school, the best students were always the older students.
Save the pep talks, Cindy.
Hey, I want complete attention and complete obedience, Ms. Wood.
Yes, sir. I'll do anything you say, Mr. Tripper.
Why don't we start on some homework, okay?
Uh-huh.
Let's move over and sit on old teacher's lap.
Oh, Jack.
And let's cuddle up and...
Tripper, come in here. I have a few words for you on your first night teaching.
Okay. Oh, gee, Dean Travers, I remember the last time I was in this office. You know, I was just a student, an unimportant nobody.
Nothing's changed.
I was just about to say that. I can't thank you enough for all you've done for me, Dean. I'll always look up to you.
Tripper, I make the speeches. Sit down. Now, teaching this class can be just the beginning. Beyond this lies the glory of full-time teaching. Moving up the school ladder to administration and eventually...
Your job?
Over my dead body.
Oh, sorry, it just sort of slipped out.
Tripper, you talk too much.
I know, you took the words right out of my mouth. I let them go and then I have to get them.
Tripper! If you do well here, it will help you whenever you look for work.
Thank you, sir.
And if you screw up, Tripper...
Gotcha.
Which brings me to my next point. My niece, Betty Jean, will be in your class tonight, and she needs special attention.
Oh, I'll check on her from time to time.
You know, all she has going for her is beauty.
Say every 5 minutes.
Damn, Tripper. My Betty Jean is an innocent, a fragile flower, a delicate bud just beginning to bloom, and I intend to keep her that way.
A fragile flower. Right, I'll keep the guys out of your garden.
I'm talking about you, you young goat. I know about those three roommates of yours.
No, only two. Well, three. One is taking another's place.
Good Lord, he's running them in shifts.
Dean Travers, I want you to know how much this teaching job means to me, so if you have any worries about your niece, please put them to rest.
Oh, good, Tripper. But you step out of line, and I'll put you to rest.
No, sorry, I'll be careful. No problem. Okay, and so, using the crescent side of the grater and the softer cheddar, we produce the long slivers that will melt evenly in oven heat. Okay? Okay. Now, moving right along in our first discussion of basic cooking skills, let us now consider the egg. You'll all notice it's egg-shaped. I really don't know which came first, the shape or the egg. It's sort of a toss-up. Thank you very much, Miss... what is your name?
Wood.
Miss Wood. Thank you very much. Now, in consider...
Am I late, Mr. Tripper?
Well, you're either very late for this class or very early for the next. Please be seated.
I'm sorry, I had this slow waitress.
You know, there are only a few minutes left in this class, Miss...
Betty Jean Travers.
Betty Dean well, you know, I always say the last minutes of class are always the ones that count the most.
Oh, good. I hope I haven't missed too much.
No. And don't worry, Miss Wood will be happy to lend you her notes.
Well, I know I'll be needing these.
Good. Ones. Now, returning to the egg, or back into our shell, so to speak. You're going to be using many eggs in the course of this course, and so we'll need to talk about separating them. That is, removing the yolk from the sweater. from the whites. When a yolk is harder to separate when it's blonde. When it's cold, so you don't want to refrigerate the, yes.
I was wondering, which eggs taste better, the brown shells or the white?
What a wonderful question. Pertinent, hard-hitting, to the point.
What's the answer, Mr. Tripper?
Patience, Miss Wood. Actually, there is no difference in food quality or taste. Okay? Okay. Now, separating the egg so as not to break the yolk. If you all can see me, watch carefully. Try to crack it in the middle like this, and using your fingernails, separate slowly. That's it, keeping the yolk in one half, and then you use what we call rocking right here. And you see, presto, we have an unbroken yolk in the shell, and the whites are in your mixing bowl. Do you see? Thank you. Thank you. Excuse me. Thank you very much. Can we have some volunteers? I'd like to see a couple of you try this yourself. Yes, Miss Travers, why don't you come over here and take mixing bowl number one, all right? And who else?
Okay, you, that's...
Well, I'm ready, Mr. Tripper.
You sure are, aren't you? All right. Here are your legs, ladies. Here are your eggs, ladies. Let's get cracking. Miss Wood, you're supposed to separate it, not scramble it.
I'm afraid I've made a mess of mine.
Not at all. All you need is a little practice. Here's another eggy for you.
Okay.
Yeah, right. Yeah, but make this one count, Miss Wood, okay? I mean, laying these cannot be very comfortable for the chickens. Well, that's not too bad. That's pretty good, in fact.
Oh, Mr. Tripper.
You'll learn.
This feeling I'm going to get so much out of this class.
Absolutely. Let me wipe those hands for you. You don't want to attract any angry chickens out there, do you?
May I have a towel, too, please?
Certainly right here. There's the bell. All right, cooks to be. I'll see you tomorrow night, same place, same time. And as the old vegetarian once said, let us turn up on time so I don't have to ask you where you've been.
Suffering succotash.
Okay, you crazy little rutabagas. Go on with you now. Bye-bye. See you later. Let me just...
Jack.
What?
How come I got all the hassling and Miss Betty Jean Gorgeous got the velvet cushion treatment?
Janet, she happens to be Dean Travers' niece and he wants me to teach her how to cook.
Well, she's cooking already, Jack. In fact, she's about to boil over.
Janet, wait a minute. Can I speak to you? Janet,
Mr. Tripper, I just have to do well in this course.
Well, I'm sure if you apply yourself, there'll be no problem.
Oh, I will. Do you think there's any chance of my getting an A?
I don't see why not.
You see, I'm not one of those natural cooks, but there are some things that I do naturally.
Oh, I bet there are.
Like this.
Yeah. Miss Travers.
Oh, we're going to have such fun staying after class.
No, wait a minute. You don't have to do this.
You mean you'll give me an A for nothing?
No. I mean, if you apply yourself, perhaps...
I'm trying to apply myself.
No. I meant in class. No, Miss Travers.
Oh, but I just hate to talk.
No, wait. I'm sorry, Miss Travers. Help me.
Okay, chicken. Try separating that.
It's open. Oh, hi, buddy.
Hey, Larry, come on.
Hey, how'd the teaching job go? Oh, let's not talk about that. How did the redhead work out?
She didn't work out.
She walked out. Well, what happened?
I don't know. I planned the perfect romantic dinner. I served roast beef with gravy, buttered corn, green peas. For dessert, there was apple cobbler.
Well, that sounds great. Didn't she like it?
Yeah, she said the least I could have done was taken it out of the little tray.
Larry, you served that girl a frozen dinner?
Well, parts of it still were.
That is not the way to make points with a girl. You gotta show her that you care.
I was planning to do that after dinner.
Hey, I got a thought. What would happen if I enrolled in your cooking class?
Really?
Yeah, really. You'd probably flunk.
Jack.
No, but are you serious?
Yeah.
Well, then show up tonight at 7 o'clock sharp.
7 o'clock, gotcha.
Yep, ready to take notes.
How do you take notes in cooking school? On wax paper?
Hi there.
Hello.
Hey, guess what?
What?
I'm taking Jack's cooking class tonight.
If you want to learn anything, Larry, wear a tight sweater.
Janet, will you stop hassling me about Betty Jean?
Who's Betty Jean?
Nobody. Just your average run-of-the-mill sexpot.
Really? She's learning how to cook?
Not only that, she's offering free samples.
Free samples? Jack will be there at 6. Me give me a chance to explain. Janet, will you...
Janet isn't speaking to you.
Why not?
Well,
tell him that I am so mad at that stinker, I may never speak to him.
Janet says she's so mad at you.
I heard. All right, you tell her that Dean Travers asked me to give his niece a little extra help, and that's all I did.
Jack says Dean Travers asked him. Janet says.
Then tell him I saw him kissing her.
She said she saw
him. Tell her Betty Jean kissed me. I had nothing to do with it.
Jack says Betty Jean kissed him.
And if she doesn't believe me, she can ask Dean Travers.
Fine, I'll believe him.
She says fine.
Tell her Dean Travers shows up a half an hour before my class starts.
Jack says Dean Travers
shows up. Tell him I can't wait to call his bluff.
Janet says have a class for an hour and she'll wait to bluff.
Tell her that I don't care.
What? Janet, you're just going to have to write notes.
Oh, thanks a lot, Cindy.
Here, is there anything else you don't want to say to me?
Oh, you bet there is. Give him this.
Okay.
I will not.
Don't play.
Oh, Janet, there's a lesson to be learned from all this. A lesson in faith, honesty, and trust.
All right, fine, Jack. If you've learned a lesson, it's been worth it.
Not me, you.
Oh.
Ow. Who is it?
Jack Tripper.
Oh, good.
This guy loves me.
Crawl in here, you miserable, depraved worm.
See what I mean? Dean Travers, you remember Janet Wood?
Miss Wood?
Hello.
And I'm sure you remember my niece, Tripper. Betty Jean was just telling me what happened here at the school last night, and I must say I'm shocked.
Well, don't be too hard on her, Dean. After all, she's young and
quiet! How dare you threaten to flunk my niece unless she kissed you?
Wait a minute. That's not what happened.
Jack, if I hadn't seen it with my own eyes...
Who are you going to believe, me or your own eyes?
I warned you.
Look, Betty Jean, tell your uncle what really happened.
Before you attack me or after?
Before. Okay. No, wait a minute. Neither. Just forget the question.
I'm taking your class tonight, Tripper.
No, but Mr. Travis...
You're through. When I spread the word about you, you won't be able to get a job tying knots in a pretzel factory.
Come along.
Jack, you have ruined your entire career and all over a girl.
I wasn't all over her. She was all over me.
Mr. Tripper? Jack?
What'd you do, forget to take the knife out of my back?
I'm sorry I said what I did. It's just that I have this funny thing about rejection.
Oh, hey, don't worry about it. Thanks to you, I get to go home early.
I'm serious. How can I make it up to you?
You can tell your uncle the truth.
I couldn't do that. He'd kill me.
Well, we all have to go sometime.
Tell you what, let me work on my uncle. But first, let me work on you.
Wait a second. You mean that? You talk to him?
Sure, if you're nice enough to me.
Just hang on one little second here. I just want to make sure no one disturbs us. Larry, come on. Larry, I need a favor. I got Dean Travers' niece in there.
Oh, you want me to be your lookout?
Right. No, Larry, look, I want you to go find Dean Travers and Janet and have them listen at the door.
Well, it's a little kinky, but for a
no,
friend...
No, Larry. They just went down the hall. Go after them, get them. I want them to hear every word okay. said in here. Move!
Okay,
I'm on my way. Okay. Hiya.
I thought you'd never come back.
Come here, gorgeous.
Why don't you come on over here by the sofa?
No, actually, I have this thing about doors. Shouldn't we talk first?
Talking, I can get it home.
No, wait, I just have a question. Betty Jean, did you really mean it when you propositioned me in order to get an A?
Well, I don't know.
You're going to have to talk up a little bit. I have this water in my ear. It's an old submarine injury. Okay. Did you really mean it about that A, Betty Jean?
I would have done anything for an A.
Aha! All right, there's nobody here.
I want to start earning my A.
Yeah, but not Betty. Betty, no, wait, one second. There's a wonderful article in here about pancake reproduction. Where is it? Would you like this one here about...
Oh, help! Somebody save me! Get this animal off of me!
What? Tripper! I've had that girl!
Jack! How could you?
I could have, but I didn't.
I left my purse in here, and he grabbed me.
That's not what happened. Betty Jean here, she...
Tripper! Are you trying to tell me this sweet, innocent child was the aggressor and you were the victim? Is that what you want me to believe?
Oh, yes, sir. I'd be so grateful if you would. I'd name her Dean. If it was a girl, I'd name her Deanette. Anything
Jack,
if you
Jack, will you just give it up?
Jack, I couldn't find...
You coward! Trying to shift the blame to my Betty Jean.
Betty Jean? BJ! I thought I recognized you.
You know him?
I've never seen him before in my life, huh?
Oh, that hurts. I gave this girl $200 off a used car, and she gave me a night I will never forget.
You don't know what he's talking about.
Young man, I don't know who you are, and I don't want to. But you say one more word to sully the reputation of the sweet child who's as pure as the driven snow.
Okay, I'll cool it. But I did give her a great buy on a 76 Chevy.
It was a 75, Larry.
Betty Jean.
Well. Seems the driven snow has a few tire tracks.
Perhaps I judge you too hastily. You better go now and begin your class while Betty Jean and I sort this out.
Let's go, students. We've got class. At least some of us have.
By the way, you know, that car you sold me was nothing but a big lemon.
Where?
And if I remember correctly, so are you.
Yeah. Excuse me.
What do women know about cars?
Excuse me.
Oh, Jack. I feel so terrible.
Good.
Are you ever going to forgive me?
I don't know.
Please.
Well...
Oh, please, Jack. I'd do anything to make it up to you.
Forget it. That's how I got into this mess in the first place. Come on, Janet. Let us in. Been in there for hours.
Well, it's the first dinner Janet's cooked since she started going to class, and she wants it to be perfect.
Yeah, I know, Cindy, but I'm her teacher. I don't mind.
Okay, you two. Come and get it.
It's about time.
Ta-da!
Oh, Janet, it's beautiful.
Janet, you have outdone yourself.
Oh,
I must say.
Sit down and taste it.
I'm gonna dig right in. Not bad. You're learning.
Not bad. It's delicious. Jack, this is better than yours.
Oh, come on, Cindy, it couldn't be.
It is. This is the best veal I've ever tasted.
Please, you're embarrassing me.
Why? It just proves I'm a good teacher.
Well, Jack, you mean you don't mind if mine tastes better than yours?
I'm flattered. It's not every day that the pupil exceeds the teacher.
Oh, thank you, Jack.
Excuse me.
Better than mine.
Company was videotaped in front of a studio audience.